Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, former Super Bowl winning head coach, now NFL Network analyst. You can see him every Wednesday on NFL Playbook at 5:30. It's always a pleasure to talk some football with Mr. Brian Billick. Coach Billick, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing great.
What did you make of the Clay Matthews roughing the passer penalty? That's all anybody can talk about for going on 2 days now, Brian.
Yeah, it's always tough for the officials and the way we're protecting the quarterback. But that one, you could see a dozen different hits during the course of the weekend that were more so violent, if you chose to call it, than the Clay Matthews hit. And they did not get called. That one was a tough one for me. I think Clay Matthews did everything he can in the way that they want you to bring down a quarterback to not get a penalty.
So a lot of Twitter reaction from Packer fans has been pretty much they're sick of the NFL and they're wussifying the sport and they're sick of watching and it's not the football they grew up on and so forth. What do you say to those fans that are getting fed up with, as I would call it, the safety precautions that the NFL has taken so these people can actually remember who they are at the end of their life?
Well, I think that's an overreaction. If that hit if a hit's put on Aaron Rodgers, Packers fans are going to be the first one to jump up and,
for sure,
and say, no, we can't have our quarterbacks hurt. Because it's a quarterback-driven league, and you do have to protect them. It's unfortunate that a call like that is made and taken to that degree, but when you look at the number of passes thrown, the number of times a quarterback's hit, and the number of times the official misses the call, doesn't make the call properly, it's a very small percentage. So, I don't know. I mean, we've got to keep the game safe. You can't argue that. And then on the flip side, talk about how the players are at risk and the concussion protocol and, the union suing the league because they're not taking care of the players, and then turn around and say, oh, no, we've gone too far.
What do you think of the performance by Aaron Rodgers the week after what you saw, the injury you saw him come back from against the Bears and do what he did in the second half? Was he more mobile, less mobile, more effective, less effective than what you expected week two against the Vikings?
I expected to see him a little more limited. I know he didn't do as much outside the pocket, which is patented Aaron Rodgers. He didn't look as stiff or lack the mobility that I thought he would. He clearly had a little bit of a hitch in his get along, so to speak, but not to the degree that I thought he would. And obviously, particularly that last drive, it didn't hurt him then.
Talk with Brian Billick here on the Wendy's Big Show. We talk about this Packers defense coming in with a new defensive coordinator in Mike Pettine versus Dom Capers, who was here for a long time. Some thought maybe the game had passed by Dom a little bit. I always argued you're only going to be as good as the talent that you have on the field in most situations. And I think right now Mike Pettine got a couple really good draft picks in the cornerbacks of Jaire Alexander and Josh Jackson.
Yeah, he did. And of course, Mike coached for me in Baltimore, and Mike does a great job. But I'll agree with you, Dom. There's no better coordinator, no better coach in the league than Dom Capers. He's outstanding. Now, sometimes changes have to be made. And I think Mike's doing a good job. I think they're getting used to Mike's style and calls. And I agree. I think the Jaire Alexander, in the secondary, you got to have 5-6 corners in this league. It's getting more spread out and wide open. And I think that was obviously a great pick for them.
Looking around the rest of the NFC North, and I want to ask what you thought about Kirk Cousins and the Vikings after 2 weeks now and what that means for the balance of power in the division. But right before the season started, the Bears, they go out and get Khalil Mack, and obviously we saw them on the national stage the first 2 weeks. Last night, they knock off the Seahawks. Is that defense as good as it's looked the first 2 weeks with Khalil Mack? And if it is, what do you think that means for the Bears in the playoff picture in the NFC?
Well, I think, anytime your defense is playing well, let's remember they were a top 10 defense last year. Vic Fangio, who also coached for me in Baltimore, does an incredible job, very complex defense. And so you can anticipate that Khalil Mack's just going to get more and more comfortable in the way that Vic Fangio is going to use him. And with Trubisky playing solid, not spectacular yet, but solid, you play good defense. The Packers and Minnesota are still going to be the class of the league. I was at that Minnesota first game at home against San Francisco. you know, the defense is as advertised. Kirk Cousins, of course, the other night against Green Bay was spectacular, using everybody across the field. So, this is going to come down to the wire, just like that game came down to the wire on a 29-29 tie.
In your mind, in the NFC, is it really a group of four or five teams, or do you think there's a clear-cut team in the NFC that everybody's kind of having to chase right now?
No, I think it's wide open. I do. I could make a case for any of the NFC teams, and particularly since we only have a couple undefeateds right now compared to the AFC. But I could, give you three or four reasons why the teams, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's Atlanta, certainly Green Bay, certainly Minnesota, the Rams look like they're unbeatable. Although the level of their competition early on, they're going to get tested somewhere down the way here, but they look pretty darn good. Yeah, I think that's what makes it, even in the AFC, notwithstanding, of course, you always got to start with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, but I think it's wide open as well.
And you mentioned Tom Brady and the Patriots. They make the move yesterday to go out and acquire Josh Gordon. Is this another one of those Bill Belichick moves that we're going to be looking back at the end of the season and going, man, this guy, he just knows how to tap into it no matter who it is that he acquires?
Well, yeah, it could be. And if it doesn't, then it's no harm, no foul, and everybody forgets about it. That's the position they're in right now. When you got that many Super Bowl trophies in your back pocket, you're in total control of the organization. You've got Tom Brady to kind of whip anybody that comes in into shape and to look, this is the way we do it. And Josh Gordon has a great opportunity to come in and make everything go away, just come in and do the Patriot way, and he could be huge. If he doesn't, then they'll cut him loose, and it's like no harm, no foul. We got him at the right price.
And real quickly, before we let you go, Brian, wanted to bring it back to the division. I know you talked about Kirk Cousins, what he's looked like for the Vikings here in the first couple weeks. It's obvious the reason they went out and got a Kirk Cousins was to knock the Packers off and be the team in the NFC North. Was he enough to do that from what you've seen in the first 2 weeks here? Do you think Kirk Cousins firmly plants the Vikings as the top team in the division?
I think so. I think he moves them up to the next level, and he's been spectacular. He understands. He's playing with a great defense. He knows that. He's got talent around him so he can spread it around. He's got a real comfort zone with what he needs to do. If he has to throw it 48 times like he did the other night for over 400 yards, he'll do it. If he only has to throw it 25 times because defense is killing it and they're running the ball real well, he'll do that too and be just fine.
Thursday Night Football continues this week with Jets and Browns exclusively on the NFL Network. And see Brian Billick every Wednesday on NFL Playbook at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. And if you want to learn about football, follow this man on Twitter at Coach Billick. Coach Billick, always a pleasure when you can join us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Thanks a lot for a few minutes.
Sounds great.
And Brian Billick joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.